What is going on, everyone? Welcome to The Dashboard, episode 8 for August 6th, 2013. And today I am by myself again. That's why I wasn't live streamed on August 5th. I was supposed to have a guest, but our schedules didn't line up. So it's just me again. Hopefully we'll get him on next week. And just as a reminder, let me say this now because I don't think I've ever said this. If you want to be a guest, it's going to be on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. So if you want to be a guest, you should be sure you could be there at Monday at 9 because it's going to be live streamed. So otherwise, you know, don't even like ask to be a guest. But if you could be there, by all means, I'd be happy to have you on. So yeah, that's my spiel about, or spiel, right? About guests. But let me go to my next one about reviewing the podcast. If you can, please review the podcast on iTunes. And, you know, I don't think it's going to be on iTunes for much longer once I run out of space on my free trial on Podbean or Podomatic, you know, whichever one. I think they're really both the same. I use Podomatic, but, you know, I could say Podbean because I think that's the more well-known one. Once I run out of the free trial space, I'm not going to pay for it, at least not now. So it's probably just going to be on YouTube, and I'll record it and keep the audio files for eventually when I, you know, get a pro account and get more space to host it. So just be ready for that. But as of right now, rate it on iTunes, and that'll let me know if you want to see it on iTunes, or if you don't really care, just leave it in the comments on YouTube. So anyway, let's move on to what I was doing with my life in the past week. On Saturday, I did a race. One of the two races I was training for this summer. And if you don't know, I've been in training for a triathlon on August 24th. And it should be fun. After the one I did on Saturday, I don't know if it's going to be that fun. I did win my age group, though, so that's pretty cool. I did get a gold medal. That's pretty awesome, at least to me. I'm pretty proud of myself, but I did have some trouble. It was very painful, but I am hoping that with the extra couple weeks of training I have for the next one, I could get myself into better shape for the next one, because I thought I was in good shape for a race, but I wasn't. And, you know, the stupid thing about the race that I was in, not that I really care about the medals and winning and all that, but they were giving out medals for the overall male and the overall female, even though they were on a team. Now, in a triathlon, in you know, that kind of, like, I mean, it was, the one I did was a biathlon, so instead of a swim, bike, and run, it was just a swim and a run. So, in that race, if you have a team, you could have one person do the swim, one person do the run, and once the person's done swimming and they get out of the water, they just, like, you know, high five or whatever, and the next person goes off to do the run, which, that's fine if you want to do that. That's, you know, that's all right, but don't give out the same medals to those, to the teams, as you do to the individuals, because I did it by myself, so I had to do the swim, and then as soon as I got out, I had to go out and run. But these people, you know, they had a good strategy. They had the number one, I don't know if it was the number one, but they had a very good swimmer from a swim team from, I guess, from some high school or something, and they had a really good track runner or cross-country runner from, I guess, maybe the same place, because it seemed like they had the same, like, uniforms on, like, you know, school logo or whatever, and they were on a team, so they won by a lot, and they got... It was one male, one female. Like, the girl did the swim, the guy did the run. So she got the overall female, he got the overall male. So I, you know, it wasn't really fair, but whatever. I still got a gold medal, so I'm happy about that. So let's move on to some gaming news. And I bit my tongue before, so it's like, it's hard to talk. Didn't really notice it until now. So sorry if I sound, like, odd, but... that's the reason. It just feels weird to talk, so I'll try to go for as long as I can, but it kind of just feels like I'm just going to sound more and more like I'm slurring my speech as I go on. And I might as well just go and minimize Twitter right now because I'm like getting distracted. So first of all, there was a lot of things that happened this week. I didn't think there was until I went and looked for some more news things this morning, like right before I started this. I only had a couple things and I was thinking, oh, what am I going to do? Am I just going to read some more questions from Reddit, or am I just going to end in half an hour or something? No, I found some more things, and thanks to Reddit, some gaming news subreddit, I got some news, and I remembered some things too, which is good. But let's go to the first one. Elder Scrolls Online gameplay at QuakeCon. There was a live stream, and they did a whole like half an hour of gameplay, or at least that's what I saw, which looked pretty good. It did. The graphics weren't as good as Skyrim, but it is an MMO, so I can't really expect too much. There's first person, and it does look like an Elder Scrolls game. That's good. I haven't played any other Elder Scrolls games besides Skyrim. I do have Morrowind and Oblivion, right? Let me see. Yes, I do have Elder Scrolls 3, Elder Scrolls 4, and Elder Scrolls 5. But I haven't played Oblivion or Morrowind, because at this point, to go back and play them, yeah, I just don't like, you know, the graphics. It's all about the graphics. It's painful to go back and play a game with awful graphics when you could just play Skyrim. You know? I don't know. I can't go back and I can't make myself do it, even though I bought the games. I probably should, but it probably won't happen. But I am pretty excited for the Elder Scrolls Online. It does look pretty cool, and I don't know, I'm kind of nervous that it'll suck me in and I won't do anything else. I'll just play that all the time. I don't want it to suck me in like World of Warcraft sucks some people in, and then, you know, 10 years later when they're finally putting the game down, they post it on Reddit and get to the front page because they're putting the game away and finally done. Never got into World of Warcraft. I played it like once for like 20 minutes and I couldn't do it. It was just run to this guy, ask him about something, run to this guy, ask him about something, and it just, I couldn't really get into it. But anyway, it looks pretty cool. It's not made by Bethesda, it's made by ZeniMax Online or something like that. I think it's ZeniMax. So I don't know, I feel like when Bethesda doesn't make the game, it's not going to be as good. Although they probably worked very close with Bethesda, so it should be alright, but it's not going to have the same effect on me as like Skyrim did. Skyrim was amazing, it's still one of my favorite games, and I think it will be for a long, long time. So I guess really I'm just waiting for Fallout 4 and The Elder Scrolls 5 or 6, I mean, whatever that's going to be. But anyway, let's move on to the next one. Because that, you know, unless you've seen the gameplay, there really isn't anything else to talk about. It looks like an MMO and a Elder Scrolls game put together. So that's all it is. Alright, DayZ dev blog. There was a new dev blog that was released a couple nights ago. Like, actually really late at night. I think it was the night before my race, and I was on Twitter right before I went to bed on my phone, and I saw Rocket tweet out, oh, new dev blog out, go check it out. And I didn't want to check it out because I had to get up early, so I didn't. So I checked it out the next day, and it looks pretty cool. It does. They've added some new animations with if you get shot in the like abdominal area, you kind of like, well, I don't even know where you have to get shot to do this, but there was a guy that was hurt and he was like hunched over, he had his arm over his like his abdominal area and he was kind of like limping, so you can't get almost on the verge of death, and you can't be sprinting around, you would be like barely walking. So it's more I guess realistic, but I feel like it'll be cool at first, and then let's say you just get hurt by a random zombie in the middle of like the wilderness and you want to get back to a hospital to patch yourself up and you gotta limp all the way over there. It'll kind of get a little bit tedious, but should be pretty cool, at least for the first couple times that it happens. But I guess it's just another reason to have some medical supplies on you. And another reason to not attract zombies, because they'll really hurt you, especially now. And another animation they added was this guy, he kept getting hit by a zombie, and when he gets hit, he gets flown back. And like, he falls down, and you gotta climb back up, and it seemed like every time he got hit, that's what happened. So that's another thing. It might be cool at first, but then eventually it's like, oh, come on, I got knocked down again. I know these things. After years and years of playing video games, I just know what it's like to have these tedious animations and what happens after a long time. So, I mean, if they expect people to play the Daisy standalone for a long time, it might get a little bit tedious, a little bit repetitive, and very annoying after some time. So, I hope it's not every time you get hit that happens. Hopefully, it's just if you get hit in a certain way. Because I wouldn't mind that. That would make more sense. But also, they had, what's it called? Complete weapon customization. That was pretty cool. There was this guy, like an M16 with a bunch of things on it. Like when he opened his inventory, there was like a bunch of slots for things to put on. It was like Armor 3. If you played Armor 3, you could pick up different parts for the gun. You could put it in your inventory and then it puts it on the gun, which is really cool. And he had like a bayonet on there, like taped on. It looked really cool. And I think that's... Oh yeah, they... Right now, I think the release date they're looking at is winter, which kind of sucks, but, you know, what are you going to do? I guess they're making the game as good as it can be. And, I guess really all they got to do to... Well, I guess winter's the release date for the alpha, but what Rocket said in the dev blog is that there was a milestone they had to reach to be able to start giving the game out in alpha version, but they couldn't reach it, so they're gonna try to work on it. And I guess it's the servers that they gotta work on, and getting the server software to work well with all the clients and everything. So once they get that done, they will be able to release it. But right now, it doesn't look like they will, and it sucks. Like I said, they were planning on doing releasing it winter of last year, then this summer, and now winter of next. Well, I guess it would be winter of next year, like January, February, around there. Hopefully earlier, maybe like December, but I don't think so. So that's pretty much it. Hold on, I'm gonna take a drink because I feel my voice sounding weirder and weirder. All right. Hopefully that wasn't too loud. This mic picks up everything. It's the thing I don't like about it. I wish I had a mic that I could be like right in front of it, and it sounds like this. It sounds nice and clear and everything. And then if I move just a little bit to the side, you don't hear anything. But right now I'm off to the side, completely like 90 degrees, and you probably still hear me pretty well, which I don't like. But yeah. So anyway, let's see what we got here. Left 4 Dead 4, Left 4 Dead 3, I read that completely wrong. I read Left 4 Dead and then went back to the 4. Anyway, so Left 4 Dead 3 and the Source Engine 2 referenced in the Valve changelog. Now, this just happened today on Reddit, or not on Reddit, but I think someone on Reddit posted the picture. Let me see, I think it was on Dota 2. I don't think it is on here. On gaming, maybe? Well, anyway, if you're listening to this later on, it doesn't even matter. But, what was I going to say? There's an article on a bunch of websites, gaming websites, about how someone on Reddit went into Valve, got a tour of Valve, and they took a picture of a monitor that one of the employees had open of changelogs from inside of Valve. Like not changelogs that are visible to the internet, but changelogs that only people that work for Valve can see, just to know what's going on with games and everything. And one or two of the little changelog titles, because it's like a little list of things. It has like the change, it has the products, it has the time and date, the developer, and the description with the developer. It's like the actual person, what the person did to change. And two of them, one of them says, source 2 changed. Hold on, let me click this. I'm going to click the article instead of trying to read the picture. There we go. Source 2 restored Left 4 Dead 3's dev test unit test. Ran locally 6 times, and then it gets cut off. So that confirms that there's, well, it doesn't confirm, but they never confirmed it themselves. But that shows that if this is true, there's going to be a Left 4 Dead 3, and there's going to be a Source 2 engine. And that is really cool, because the Source engine, at this point, how old is the Source engine? I'm going to look it up. The Source engine. Source game engine. Let's see. Debuted in June 2004, so that's almost 10 years ago. That is, it's really, really old. It started with Counter-Strike Source, and that's why I guess it's called Counter-Strike Source, because it debuted the Source engine. Now, it looks like Left 4 Dead 3 is going to debut the Source 2 engine, which is just going to be an upgraded version of the Source engine, I'm assuming, probably with some new animations, better graphics and everything, and that'd be really cool. I'm really excited for Left 4 Dead 3 since I love Left 4 Dead 2. It's a great game, especially on PC if you get all the mods and everything. But, you know, enough with the PC Master Race. That's not what this is about. It looks really cool. Well, I mean, I guess, what am I saying? This article looks really cool about, you know, getting my excitement for you know, a new Steam or Valve game. You know, Valve makes great games, and I would buy really any game that they put out because they're always great. And yeah, they'll finally be able to get the reputation out that they don't know how to count to 3, because they'll have Left 4 Dead 3, and hopefully next is Half-Life 3, and then Portal 3, or what else can there be 3? Dota 3. You know, why would you even need a Dota 3? At least I don't think you need a Dota 3. But anyway, let's move on. Because that's just rumor, and it could be fake, just to tease any of the people on a tour. I mean, they had this monitor out right next to where a tour would go by, so maybe it's just a little tease. So, you know, that's what Valve does, so it could be. Alright, so Payday 2. Payday 2 was... the release date for the full game was announced, and the beta was released like a week ago, probably, right? It was like a week ago. Losing my train of thought. Gotta go back into the zone. I just bought it. That's what I was gonna say. I just bought Payday 2. I think it's really fun. I wasn't going to buy it because I don't really have that much money left, and I want to save it for the games that come out in the fall, just in case I don't find a job by then. But I bought it because it just looked really cool, and I wanted to stream it, and since my internet's faster now and I could stream, you know, why not? Why not get it and then stream it? So that's what I did. I bought it, and I will stream it probably today, and I might make videos about it. I have so many series I have to do. I have to record Far Cry 3 and Call of Juarez, and I just gotta finish them. I keep saying that, but I just gotta do it. I just gotta sit down and I just gotta finish the games before I could do any of this. But, you know, maybe I'll go and I'll record a session of Payday and just upload it. Or maybe I'll record a session, cut out the best parts and put it into one video. We'll see. That might be better, so I don't have to have another series going. But it is really cool. I haven't noticed really any problems yet. From what I hear, the crime.net is not that great of a system. People aren't really liking it that much, but that's okay. It's all right. It's fine for what I do, and I'm still trying to get used to how to beat the 7 heists that are out in the beta. I messed up a bunch of times and I got random people on the internet mad at me for doing it wrong and having our escape vehicle run away without me being there. And I got kicked from many a server or many a game, but I pushed on and I think I'm getting it. It's pretty fun. I really like it so far. And there's going to be like 30 heists you could do in the full game. And I can't wait for it to come out. I have all of August to enjoy it. And then once September and October come around, there'll be some new games for me to play. And I'll probably put this one away and I guess just play other things. Jeez, this is going by too fast. I don't have too many things to talk about. Oh yeah, I could talk about this release date. I did say it was confirmed. I just didn't say what it was. Steam, it's coming out on Steam on August 13th, so that is just a few days away. And it is coming out on consoles somewhere between the 13th and the 16th. That's what I saw in an article. You know, if it's wrong, don't blame me. Blame the article that I saw on PC Gamer. But it does look like it's coming out a lot sooner than people thought on PC, because I thought it was coming out on the 27th. That's what people were saying it was going to come out. But, you know, the 13th, that's a lot better. I'm happy that they're giving it out to the PC gamers first and then other people later on. So far, the graphics are a lot better. It looks a lot prettier. The reason why I really got it is because I went to play Payday 1 and the graphics look really bad compared to like the videos I saw of Payday 2, and it was so hard. I don't think it's even possible to do any of the heists in Payday 1 without getting the cops involved, and that's what I like about Payday 2. They took the heist that they did in Payday 1 and made it so that you could use like strategy and stealth to do it without even having to fight the cops, and that's really cool. I like that. You know, fighting the cops is still pretty cool. It's still fun. It's like zombies, just waves and waves coming, and you just gotta, you know, do what you gotta do and fight until you can get the job done. But they really did improve it. I'm happy that they did. I've seen games that the sequels were worse than the first one, and they're going in the right direction. That's really good. So I do like that you don't have to spend actual money on stuff in the game. You just go, you play, the money that you get from heists, you could buy new things, you unlock things with cards. I'm happy that they didn't put in like a microtransaction. That's good. I really don't like that. And I'm sure a lot of other people don't either. But because I pre-ordered and I got the Career Criminal Edition, I should have just bought it when it first came out so I could have made videos and got, you know, tons of views from day one videos, but I kind of waited and then bought it later on and still spent the same amount of money. I probably could have saved money if I bought it earlier on when I was first going to buy it during the Steam sale, but I didn't, and I had to spend another like $10, so that sucks, but it's my problem. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, so because I got the Career Criminal Edition, when I got into the game, it said, do you want to go to the safe house? I went to the safe house and it gave me some money. Because you get some extra money because you pre-ordered it and everything from like a loot bag. And it's like, thank you for supporting Overkill. And like the actual guy, the guy, like the radio guy, is like, thanks for supporting Overkill. Here's your extra cash to start you out with. And it's pretty cool. I like the little Easter eggs. But anyway, I guess that's it with Payday 2. This is going to be a short podcast. This really is. This is only 24 minutes in, and I'm done with every single topic almost. I have one more, and then I guess I have to go to Reddit for a little bit for some Ask Reddit questions, and then I think this will be done before an hour. So that, you know, sorry, but not really much happened. I thought a lot happened, but you know, things happened that weren't too talkative. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm saying. But things happened that just weren't, that didn't have need for discussion. So if something big happens next week, then I guess it'll be a longer one. But here we go. Breaking Bad's coming back. I'm so excited for Breaking Bad, and I'm sure a lot of you out there are as well. I thought I liked Walking Dead more. Well, I didn't even, I watched Walking Dead first. Last summer, I just sat down and watched all of Walking Dead to catch up. Loved it. Thought there was no other show better. And then after watching Walking Dead and finishing, I'm like, oh, well, oh, excuse me. There's plenty more. Well, not plenty more, but there's some more AMC shows I could watch. And then I realized, oh, well, Breaking Bad seems to be a very popular one, so I'll watch that one. And I gotta tell you, I love it so much more. It's the thing about Walking Dead is it was really exciting the first season, and then maybe part of the second one, and then it's been boring. Like, the third season was really bad. I didn't like it. It was all right. I was excited for it, and there was always cliffhangers so that you would think, oh, well, at least the next episode seems like it'll be action-packed. And then there'd be action for the first 5 minutes of an episode, and then that's it. And then you have to, like, wait for the next episode again. It was just, it wasn't good. But the thing about Breaking Bad is that every single episode is action-packed, and every single episode is interesting, and there hasn't really been one that I didn't like. And it's five seasons now that the show's been going on. There's only half a season left. It's five and a half. Four and a half so far. And this is the last half to make five, right? I think so. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe Walt will die. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll just run. I'm pretty sure he's going to die. There's no way the show's going to end with him going like, I'm done. I'm just going to run away now and go to witness protection. But this last half of the season is going to be like a really cool chess match between Walt and... what's his name? Jeez, I got to look this up. Sorry about this. I got to go to IMDb. I completely forgot what their names were. Hank. Hank Schrader. The... Was he a part of the alcohol and tobacco whatever? Was it ATF? Alcohol, tobacco, firearms? Right? Law enforcement, ATF. Yeah, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. I think that's what he was. He was like a drug investigator and federal officer. And at the end of the last half of the season... the first half of the season, Hank starts to realize that that what's his face, Walt is Heisenberg, and it's going to be a game of cat and mouse. And I think at the end, one of them's going to be dead, and it might be both. If I can make a prediction, probably Walt will kill Hank, and then he'll kill himself, or maybe he'll kill Hank, and then he'll get shot by some other federal guy. I don't know. It's going to be very exciting, and I'm really mad that they had to wait so long, and they had to stretch it out for so long. It just seems like there's been no Breaking Bad for so long, and I'm so happy it's back now. Only like 5 days left, right? Five days to go, and we got Breaking Bad again. And Walking Dead, they had their first half of the season in October to like December, and the second half from like February to March. I like that better. I hate where it's like, all right, we're going to have half a season right now, and then you got to wait a whole year again, because the first half of the season was in the summer of last year, and now it's the summer of this year, so whatever. It's a good show, and it was worth the wait, I'm sure. I'm sure they're not going to have a terrible last half of the season after this entire wait. At least I hope not. But yeah, once it's gone, then it's going to be like another Office finale where it's bittersweet. It's going to be a great final episode, but I'm going to be sad that it's over. But yeah, that's pretty much it with Breaking Bad. I guess I'll have more to talk about next week after the first episode airs. So that will be exciting to watch, and you guys should go check it out. If you want to see Breaking Bad, I definitely suggest it. It's my favorite show, probably. Go check it out on Netflix. It's on Netflix. I'm not sure if all the seasons are on there, but most of them are, I think. So go check it out on Netflix. You could get a free trial just by going on their website. I wish I had a link so you guys could use my link, but just go on their website. You get a free trial. You just got to like put in your credit card stuff, but then you could cancel right away, and then you get the whole month for free. So it's definitely worth it. Go check out Breaking Bad. It's a good show. And watch the newest episode so we could have something to talk about. But yeah. So let's move on to some Reddit questions. Reddit questions. I actually have one right here. Just in case I had a guest, I have one. So here's one from the other day that was on here. What is a famous quote that you think is BS? Well, I have a quote that I don't know if it's famous, but last year in English class, there was a, I forget what it was for, maybe, I think we were reading The Great Gatsby in class, and before it started, we had quotes, and we had to, like, say if we agreed with the quote or not. And the quote was something like, if you love someone for long enough, or, like, if you love someone for long enough, then you'll love them for your entire life. And I was, like, one of the only people who agree with it, because I don't get why no one else agreed with the quote. It didn't make any sense to me not to agree with it, because, look, if you think about it like this, if you love someone, if long enough, let's say, so, like, the quote says, if you love someone for long enough, you'll spend your entire life with them. If long enough, if that time period that you consider long enough is your entire life, then, yeah, you will spend your entire life with someone. That just, to me, it doesn't make any sense not to agree with it. And when I was, like, the only guy in the class to say that I agreed with it, I felt like such a fruitcake. And, yeah, I didn't like it. But that's the one I definitely think is BS. And, actually, no. It's not, it wouldn't be BS then, right? Because I agree with it. Never mind, I completely misinterpreted the question that I came up with from Reddit. Let's see, if you love someone long enough, you will spend your life with them. Alright, well, I can't even find this quote, so I guess it's not that important, or famous, so... Yeah, so I completely misinterpreted my question, so sorry about that, but, I just thought that quote was stupid not to agree with. Alright, so here you go. Who are you in a post-apocalyptic world? I think... I like to say that I would be the strong, one of the strong ones. I'd like to say that, but I have a feeling that I would panic and I'd be killed right away. Well, what's post-apocalyptic? Does that mean that... Here's a little bit of a... I think a lot of us fantasize about this. I see a post-apocalyptic world my way. What's your vision and what do you see yourself in the world? Well, if the post-apocalyptic world is like a nuke and I get nuked and I'm dead, then I guess I'm dead. But I'd like to think that I would be one with guns and... One of the answers on here on Reddit is there's a picture... The little text says, that guy, I guess, and there's a picture, and it's like someone standing on a car shooting at a bunch of zombies all around the car, and he has an arrow pointing to one of the zombies. That's pretty funny. I like that. But anyway, I'd like to think that I'd be the one with the guns that would be very strong, and I would survive, but, you know, who knows? I might die right away. I'm a pretty good shot, though, so I think I'd be able to defend myself pretty well. But yeah, that's basically it. I don't know if I'd even want to be with other people. I might want to be with friends, if there was friends in the world with me, then I guess I'd want them to be with me as, like, a team. But if it's, like, random people that are like, come to our camp, I'd be like, nah, I'm a lone wolf in this world. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. Let me know what you guys think about that one in the comments on YouTube. I probably should have looked at these earlier. If you had superpowers, how would you use them? Well, it's funny that you asked that, Reddit. Because if I had superpowers, it depends what superpowers you have. Superman. If I was Superman, what would I do? I don't know. Let's see. I'm just reading these. Sorry if it's silent. What if you jump through a swimming pool? I think I would. I might be a vigilante. For a little bit. I think maybe I would take both sides. I'd be a vigilante, I'd help people out, and then maybe like secretly I'd go and steal stuff. Just so I can have some money, you know, what am I gonna do? Am I just gonna help people all day? I gotta do something to keep me going, and I'm not gonna work at a newspaper company with a disguise. I'm gonna live large. You know, I'm not gonna live a normal life and then go, oh, there's danger, and rip off my clothes and go help people for nothing. But that's just me. So, anyway, I think that's basically, I mean, I don't really have much to say on these topics, but let's see. If you had the ability to domesticate any creature, real or fiction, what would you pick? Ooh. I don't know. I'd want something that flies, definitely. Maybe a dragon. That just seems so stereotypical. Maybe like, oh, what are those things from Avatar, The Last Airbender? Remember that show on Nick? There was like those giant things that they flew on. Maybe one of those things. That's like you strap some like guns onto that thing. It's like a giant flying tank. Or maybe a Pegasus, a flying horse. That's pretty cool. I wouldn't want to domesticate a real animal, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people are like, oh, I'd want to domesticate a sloth. Or like, a dog or a polar bear. Like, why would you want to do that? It's a regular animal. If you really wanted to, you could go to the black market and buy one. Or not even a dog. Who would want to domesticate a dog? You could just get one of those right now. Oh, you know what I was just watching? I was watching on Shark Week. I was watching a show about a megalodon. Can you imagine having a megalodon? That'd be insane. I don't know how you would domesticate it, though. You have it in like a bathtub or something. Giant bathtub. Or you'd be anywhere in the world and you like have some call, like a whistle. And you blow it and this megalodon would come up to the beach. That'd be pretty cool. Alright, so that's it. That's basically that one. So let's do another like two. I know this one's short, not even, well, basically 40 minutes. But that's alright. Didn't have much to say anyway today. So, here we go. Within a 5-mile radius, what animal would most likely kill you right now? Definitely, like, would spiders be considered an animal? I think it's a spider. It's a black widow spider probably would kill me. Because there's nothing else around me that would kill me. Maybe a shark. I live near the water. Shark could kill me. Otherwise, I don't know. But really, like, there's like squirrels. Maybe a rabid squirrel or something could kill me too. But I don't think anything else can kill me around me. So that's that one. That one's easy. Oh, I have one. I have one that I was actually thinking about the other day. That's not even on Reddit. If you had the ability to go back in time to when you were in a kindergarten, like 5 years old, with the same conscience you have today, what would you do? For me, I would definitely go back and I would stop 9/11 or try. But the problem is no one would listen to a 5-year-old because I was like five or six when 9/11 happened. I still remember it too. That's the crazy thing. If you were alive then, you could definitely remember where you were and what you were doing when 9/11 happened. Like, I remember I was watching Rugrats before going to school. In the morning, I was just sitting there, sitting in like the room in front of the TV, watching Rugrats. And my mom was on the phone with my dad, because my dad was like a block away from the Twin Towers. And she's like, put it on the news. We got something just happened in the city. I'm like, no, I want to watch Rugrats. And I fought my mom to turn Rugrats off in a national crisis. But anyway, so I don't think anyone would listen to a five-year-old who's trying to stop 9/11. But if I did say something, if I like called up the police and I'm like, there's going to be planes crashing into the Twin Towers right now, you got to do something, they would go, very funny little kid. We're going to send someone over to have a talk with your parents about calling 911 and joking. And then it actually happened. They would probably take me in for questioning, even though I'm only like 5 years old, asking how I knew that was going to happen. But then I would go and I would just predict things all the time. And eventually, after they like realized that I actually know what I'm talking about, after a bunch of good predictions, I could prevent many things from happening. You know, like the shooting in Aurora last summer. I could call up and go, like, I could call the president and go, because at that point, I think the president would know who I am, have me on speed dial to ask if anything's going to happen. I'd call him and go, Mr. President, there's going to be a shooting in a movie theater. Go send a SWAT team there. And they would stop it. And, you know, this whole, you know, debate on gun control and everything, that would not even happen. Same thing with the Newtown shooting and all that. And Hurricane Katrina, I could tell New Orleans to go and reinforce their storm walls so it doesn't flood the entire city. And Hurricane Sandy, I could tell, in the Rockaways, there was a giant fire that burnt down many people's homes, some people that actually know. So I could have went and I could have said, hey, there's going to be a fire there during the storm. Go and send some fire trucks ready to put it out. You know, many things that I could have stopped, and a lot of them happened just recently, but that's because I just don't really remember any other ones. Columbine could stop that one. You know, all these big, terrible disasters that happened, I could predict them and stop them. And also, I'd be really smart, too. If I go back with the conscious and the mind that I have now, after going through school for 12 years, I would know everything, and it would be so easy to get through every single year of school, because at this point, like back when I was in like middle school, like seventh or eighth grade, you know, math was difficult and I was having a hard time. And now if I went back and I did a problem from back then, it would be super easy. I would have no problem. So, I mean, I could go back, I could get straight A's through everything and have no problem with any class and it'd be pretty good. I would have an easy time. But anyway, I don't think there would be, also, I could go back and I could do YouTube before anyone else. I could go, I could buy an HD PVR, I could buy myself a nice computer, I could upload Minecraft before anyone else does, be the first one to upload Minecraft, and get big. I could be one of the legendary YouTubers of the beginning times, when everyone recorded Xbox or PS3 with a Dazzle, and no one had an HD PVR, no one had a good mic. People didn't even do commentaries over their gameplay. They just upload just gameplay. And I could come back with the quality I have now, go back and I could record things. People would be like, wow, this guy has like some serious good quality. And I could just be ahead of everyone, be one step ahead of everyone. I could do giveaways and make a lot of money from that. Just make money from giveaways before everyone even knew that it was a scumbag move to do on YouTube. And it would be good. It'd be really good. I think YouTube would be one of the biggest things that I would change. I would change how early I started, because when I started in 2010, the end of 2010, it was already a lot of people, and you know, it's hard to get noticed when there's a lot of people. So that's the thing I would change. I definitely would go back and I would try to change that. I would do YouTube before anyone else even tried to do things that people do now, you know, with you know, hidden and all that. I mean, that wasn't out back then, but still, it would be very good for me. And I could also buy stocks. I could make a lot of money that way. So there's nothing bad with going back in time with the mind that I have now. And also, I wouldn't have any responsibilities or anything. You know, I would just be... I would go back to being a little kid and just playing outside and doing all that. And I wouldn't have to worry. And I would have the mind that I have today. So... That's pretty much it for this week. I know it's not as long as normally, but 45 minutes. I'm only like half an hour away from doing the full length of the podcast, but I just don't have anything else to talk about, so I'm not going to. So thank you everyone for watching. Again, if you are still watching, please leave a rating on YouTube and leave a rating on iTunes if you listen to this on iTunes. Remember, there's not going to be many more on iTunes. Maybe like 3 or 4 more. And then it's just going to be on YouTube. And eventually, if I decide to go and buy some hosting space on iTunes, maybe I will. But I'm going to upload them to YouTube on Tuesdays like I normally do. And I will keep the audio files in a folder somewhere so I can upload them later on if I ever decide to. So that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching. And see you all next week. Goodbye.